Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Lieb.
Matt Lieb, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
Happy to have you.
Thank you for coming into town.
Yeah.
It's a long time coming, and we wanted it ever since we got a chance to see you and do your fantastic show in Silver Lake.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What a joy.
What's the show? It's called The Happies. It's no longer there.
It was such a good show that it got shut down.
It got shut down for the laughs being too loud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He crushed so hard, Dan. And he really did crush so hard. Yeah. So has it revived? Is it?
It's now in downtown L.A.
Great. Where at?
It's at a bar.
Okay.
It's called Here and Now.
Okay. Ooh, nice.
It's in the Arts District,
yeah.
But
great.
Everyone I know does not live there. So it's mostly people from the surrounding
gotcha.
Buildings. So yeah, no one will come.
Okay, we need to get
well,
people
we're gonna
to come.
Work on that.
We're going to fix
this
that.
Is the thing.
I'll,
it's a great
come,
show.
Dan should come do it.
Yeah, sure. You should
do
the show. Yeah.
I would love to.
It's a lot of fun. We won't get shut down again.
So great. Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't get big laughs, so you don't have to worry about it.
A really good comedy show that gets shut down because of too much laughter mm-hmm. is stupid. And that is a great place to start on this podcast because we believe the world is getting dumb in so many ways.
It's a dumb world.
You've talked about on stage so many great stories about your dad, and there was just such stupidity. In the things that
came
your
way. One of my favorite jokes that I've heard. Your dad, what did he complain?
He sent back soup at the cafe in the Holocaust Museum.
As a Jew,
which is is one of the most embarrassing situations I've ever been.
Or the greatest.
I mean, I look back at it now and I go, that was a bold move, you know, to be surrounded by Gentiles learning about anti-Semitism and
you're
stereotypes.
Giving them a lesson.
Yeah.
You're perpetuating it. People are like, is this part of the tour?
Yeah, they thought it was a test.
Does he work for the museum?
Yeah, is this another like stereotype exhibit? And it's this is a real dude.
This is my
the
dad.
Cafeteria and this is
it's immersive
my dad.
Art.
This is my dad.
Yeah.
Dan, should we jump into a story?
You ready?
Story.
Yeah, let's do it. This was sent in by Jake's Giving Turkey. He changed it for the holiday. At Jake Groney. Yes. Jake Groney sent it in. Okay.
Solid.
We've got a big dumb couple. Ready?
Oh, a big dumb couple. I love a big dumb couple.
Troy, Michigan. Have you guys ever been to
By
Troy?
The way, that could be the guy's name.
Oh, 100%.
Troy, Michigan and he's Darla McGee.
Yeah, and he's going to lose to like Ricky the Steamboat.
Yeah,
Troy,
yeah.
Michigan. He comes out in
fighting in this corner.
He's a jobber. He just comes out in a blue. He's got white boots on and a blue Speedo. No jacket.
No. Or if he has a jacket, it's like a satin baseball jacket.
Right, and he also is one of those pro wrestlers who's just there to lose, who comes out trying to high-five everybody, but nobody's high-fiving him
and
back.
Like, that's the whole time. He's the heel.
And he goes and leans on the ropes really hard. Dan, he goes, his first move is to lean on the ropes.
Big lean.
Really hard.
Yeah.
To get ready, he does load his elbow.
Yeah.
Doesn't have pads on. Just loading him up. And everybody else is just going to get nachos.
Right.
Okay. Troy, Michigan, attorney for hire. Police said a couple was getting very drunk one night at a Troy restaurant when a Dearborn woman struck a security guard with a can of Red Bull. And that's only half of it.
Wait, so she's not part of the couple?
No, she is.
Okay.
That would be great. That was like a look over here.
That's a separate story. There's so many dumb people they have to focus on.
Right. This story is like
this
a loaded baked
potato. This couple's getting super drunk, but then this woman.
Right.
So wait, is this the type of bar that they make you mix your own drinks?
Well. So, okay. These two.
You want vodka in Red Bull?
Yeah.
You mix it.
You drink the vodka first, and then you mix it in your stomach.
You jump up and down.
Yeah.
Why is that hard for you to understand?
So they're at a Troy restaurant, but she's from Dearborn, which I think is the newspaper being like, look, not one of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we know Dearborn.
As this comes from clickondetroit.com.
Yeah.
Troy restaurant, the Dearborn woman struck a security guard with a can of Red Bull. And that's only half of it.
Yeah.
Troy police were called at 12:56 a.m. Thursday. So this is a
Wednesday night party.
Right.
Yes. Hump day.
Hump day.
To the Manjin Lao restaurant in East Maple Road. Yeah. Now,
wait, this isn't a bar?
This is a restaurant.
It's at a Chinese restaurant.
Why does a Chinese restaurant need a security guard, Dan? That's my question.
Dude, ready for this? I looked some stuff up. We're going to find out their ratings and their reviews. Listen to their hours. Okay? Thursday, they close at 9:30 p.m.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday, 10:30 p.m.
Okay, normal for a restaurant, by
Sunday,
the way.
Sunday, 9 p.m. They want that half hour back.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
All right.
Yeah.
Monday, 9 p.m.
Okay. Very. By the way, nothing out of the ordinary is surprising or shocking.
Tuesday, party starts to come back to life, 9:30 p.m., like we were on Thursday.
But by the way, right now, I just want you to know, Matt Lieb, Jason, and I are very comfortable with the hours of this restaurant.
Yes.
We're all on board with
Wednesday,
what they're doing.
They close at 2 a.m.
What?
Why?
Why?
Why is that their day?
Why?
Why did
In
they
what
decide?
Universe.
What business strategy do they have
is
where they're like
security guard there the whole no. week?
Guys,
first,
we got Wednesdays.
That's the only
He's
time
hired
David.
For
that's the only time David can work late, so we'll stay open.
We've tried to do it without him, and it has not ended well.
No,
that's not a good idea.
And you know, in Troy, Michigan, the husband has told the wife who owns this restaurant that it is not going to get crazy. I'm telling you.
It's like, babe, it's just
two more hours to make money.
Now, I will say this. If you let's say you find yourself in a time where you moved into a new place, you spent all day and night moving in. If it happened to be a Wednesday and you found out that there is still a Chinese place open at 12:45 at night, how happy, oh my God.
No one's going to be mad at a place being open that late. You just have to expect to have someone
to
punch people
coming
with Red Bull.
Chinese food as fourth meal makes a lot of sense.
And first.
Yeah.
And first meal.
First meal of the new day.
First of the new day.
Okay.
At 1 a.m.
What do you guys think the rating is out of 5 stars? You throw in a decimal point because it does get that specific.
Are you talking about on Yelp?
On Google, because they get more specific with the actual decimal points.
Sure.
What do you think the rating is for Manjin Lao Restaurant on East Maple Road?
Matt, what do you think?
I would say, I mean, it's open late Wednesday, and they have a security guard.
Yeah. Well, with that you're right. They do. Yes, you're right.
So there's probably been a lot of drama. I'm going to give it, like, I'm going to say that most normal people who would actually go and, like, rate restaurants, they're not rating it high. So I'm going to say 2.6.
2.6. Wow. Jason, okay.
It's on a 5-star scale.
Yes.
Dan?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 3.1. 3.1, sir, is my answer.
3.7. Okay.
I think there are a lot of people who are like, that's my joint.
That's where I go late night
place.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
4.3.
Whoa!
Manjin Lao.
People love it.
Is good.
They
like
love
an 8.
It.
8.1 on Rotten.
Where people go to
Is it the
down?
Only open thing in the town
I
of
guarantee
Troy?
You it's close. I guarantee you. If it's halfway decent, it's going to get a good rating.
Do you want to guess how many people have submitted reviews?
Yes.
To get to a 4.3?
The whole town.
What if
three.
It's 2?
3.
3?
No, I think, what do you think, Matt?
It's got to be, I mean, it's got to be a lot. I'm going to say 120.
Okay.
57.
57.
2,000.
2,000. The amount of reviews to get to a 4.3 rating for Manjin
Lao.
This
is going to tell a lot.
Yeah.
1,427.
Oh, my God.
I was right.
Damn.
Wait a second. Right. So this is a place.
This is a place.
This is not a joke. This is not a fly-by whatever. This might
be
what they're known for.
They have a security guard just on the volume alone. Yeah. Like, guys, you cannot sit there. That table's reserved.
They're reviewing the restaurant.
Right. A security employee at the restaurant told police that workers tried to remove a Dearborn woman and a Detroit man after multiple complaints. This tells you everything you need to know
about
these
two. Tried to remove tells
me everything.
Wait
till I tell you what the complaints were, and you'll be like, I know these people.
Uh-huh.
Multiple complaints. I'm calling them Brian with a Y, obviously.
Of course.
And Annie. I don't know why, but that's just where I went.
Yeah.
After multiple complaints that Brian and Annie were smoking inside.
Yep. You can't do that.
Is that not allowed?
Not in Manjin Lao or Michigan.
No, this is a classy joint.
Yeah. And it's cold outside. Sir, you can't smoke inside. Like, who doesn't know that now?
Who's doing it?
Who is? It's like the
same. You ever in your car and you look over and somebody's smoking with the windows up and you're like, you are living
what
your
hell,
own life.
What hell are you? Or you're on a plane and like the plane's about to take off and someone just gets up and starts going through the overhead compartment. Like, what are you doing?
I want to tell those people smoking in their car, or like, when's the last time you saw someone just in a living room sit on a couch, smoke a cigarette?
I'm like, you're ruining all your furniture and your clothes.
I want to tell them, I'm like, call your kids.
Yeah.
He's not coming back. So you know, he's not coming
Dan,
back.
Not Dan, gonna do that.
They're living their best life, dude. I don't judge. They're living their best life. It's gonna be short.
It's gonna be
a lot shorter than normal lives.
Yes.
Our friend flew on Polish Airlines, and the right half of the plane was smoking, and the left half was non-smoking. And I'm like, Poland, come
so
on, Polish,
Polish
Airlines.
No, they're gonna wild. Make jokes about you. You gotta stop doing stuff, stupid stuff like that.
And I say this very, very seriously, Poland. You're better than that.
You are. So Brian and Annie, people keep complaining that they're smoking inside. Mm-hmm. The workers tried to remove the Dearborn woman and the Detroit man. That's also Troy being like, neither one of them. We don't know how they ended up in Troy.
How do you try and remove someone and fail?
Doesn't Dearborn woman sound like it could have been the second follow-up to L.A. Woman by the Doors? Yeah.
Dearborn woman, man, a little woman with a bottle of Red Bull.
That's good. That was good.
Yeah, that was not bad.
When workers tried to remove the couple, the woman shoved a security guard and struck him in the face with a can of Red Bull.
I said bottle.
That's also, never give the can.
Wait, why is Red Bull not coming in bottles?
There's no bottles.
So
it's all
my
cans.
Song could work.
It's all cans. It's little
cans.
Mini cans.
It's always thin
very
cans.
Very thin.
Thin
yeah. Can. Yeah, phallic cans.
Thank
yes.
you.
Phallic. They're very phallic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Police said the woman bit a different security employee
damn.
On the forum. They got more than one security
multiple
guard.
Security damn. Detail. Damn. There's like fewer people around Kanye than at this restaurant.
Do you guys picture she is in a full-on fight with these two security guards, yeah. hitting with cans, like yep. Jackie Chan finding yeah. weapons, right? It's and right. I picture him never getting up from his seat, just yep. low main, yeah, and he's yeah. like,
folded.
I told just keep going. I told you she yeah, was going to yeah, fight. Yeah.
Smoking and smoking. Eating.
That's why I love her. She's a pistol, you know? She'll just bite security guards, throw cans at them.
That's my girl.
And also,
my girl.
He's like blaming them. You shouldn't have started with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, you started telling her not to smoke, and that's kind of her trigger.
Don't fight back. Yeah. Don't fight back. That's just going to encourage her. Yeah. She's only going to get madder. Trust me,
she's
I know.
Hungry. That's why she took a bite
yes.
out of you.
And you know Danny's like one of yours, like on the exhale. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Saw this coming. As security staff members restrained the couple and led them out the front doors. I also hope the whole time he's like, what did I do?
Yeah.
He's like, what did I do?
I didn't bite nobody.
With this, one of those cigarettes that won't fall out of the mouth.
Yeah. Like, well, can I at least get a doggy bag?
No.
I didn't finish my Moogle pants.
My poo-poo.
So they were, as staff members restrained the couple and led them out the front doors to the parking lot, the man started to spit at them, which now to me, that's the most offensive thing so far. Yeah.
Now you're worse.
Yes.
Yeah. The spitting is a very,
it's weird.
Employees, terrible thing to do.
Employees declined to pursue charges against the man.
Why?
I know. I'd be like, we can ring his ass up too.
Because
you're afraid.
Because you're afraid. That guy's going to walk back.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, you do have a security guard, and I'm assuming it's armed, but maybe only on Wednesdays.
He's doing bio warfare with a spit.
That's it.
Same right. with a bite, though. They're
yes.
both kind of like a bio warfare.
Yes.
In a pandemic.
In a pandemic, it's not good. How dare you?
The couple told police they had been on a date. God, don't you hope it's the first one.
First blind.
I hope they met there.
Best
blind
date
ever.
Yeah, I mean, they found each other. If this was their first date.
She was smoking in the corner, right. and he's like, hey, I like her.
She's a rebel.
Yeah. Yeah.
They met like on Matt. They met on Matchstick.com.
There it is.
Got it.
The couple told police they'd been on a date when a security guard punched the Dearborn woman in the face. Doubt it.
That's not good.
That's
what they're saying. No, they're saying that's what happened.
Here's what I love. So the cops now are like, well, we got to talk to her to see, did you get punched in the face?
Uh-huh.
She doesn't take anything extra.
Nope.
She's like, she said she did have a cut on her chin, but she told police it was from falling.
Yeah.
So she could have like gone down that road. She's like, no, I fell. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie on you.
Did this to me.
Yeah, I'll bite you, but I will never defame you.
Right.
I will not dehumanize you to a point of lying.
Officers said both the Dearborn woman, that'd be Annie, and the Detroit man, Brian with a Y, were highly intoxicated.
Yeah.
Police arrested the woman on suspicion of aggravated assault
suspicion.
And battery. I know. They get her both. We're coming
just
and going.
Get it.
She was taken to the Troy Police Department lockup facility. That's the TPDLUF.
If you're nasty.
Yep. A member of the security staff told employees he didn't want to pursue charges against the woman.
Now, are we going to take a break?
But it's not done there. We're going to take a break.
Okay, good.
We come back. We're going to find out everything Matt's up to. We'll probably tell you some of the things we have going on. And we'll finish out this story.
I love it. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. Before we get into how you can follow Matt Lieb and what you can check him out doing, go to danielvankirk.com.
Yeah.
all the digital stuff that Dan does.
Bingo,
is so much.
Trivia nights, camp nights, game nights.
Dan,
small.
I tried to log into Bingo. Did you see me? I was out to Halloweengo. I was outside.
That's okay.
So we
Rand crushed it for the
Rand
both of
did
you.
It. Rand did it before me, and then we were about to get up and do a show at Supernova, and I waited in the waiting room
for
5 minutes, and then we had to get on stage.
Yeah, it's really fun. All that stuff's at DanielVanKirk.com. Plus, I have a Patreon where I still do episodes of the Good Night Show. The Good Year Show is coming up soon.
Amazing.
Plus, like movie club. Like it's not a watch along; it's a get together and talk about a movie we just all watched independently. But it's a lot of fun stuff. And then my tour starts back up in September. In March. But I will be doing dates here in town as well as a couple of one-offs. All that stuff's at DanielVanKirk.com. So look for me on the road as well.
All right, and we have a Patreon, Sklarbrothers, Patreon.com/Sklarbrothers. New episodes of Cheap Seats, cheaper seats.
Mm-hmm. And we're going down to record the next 2 months tomorrow. We're doing the Balloon World.
You are gonna okay. I was
the
gonna
Balloon
ask.
World.
The Balloon
MFing
like, just remember
world.
A kid keep the balloon in the air. With yeah. They made it into a competition.
They made it into a world championship.
And let me tell you something. Peru takes on Germany, and it is insane.
Is it maybe, who can go the highest?
No,
who
just
keep it off the ground.
Who can stay in the ground?
Yeah, but then they have obstacles in there like a car and a couch and a desk.
Oh shit!
All in this like
and
concealed,
two referees. It's insane.
It's like up.
It's like up, but
it's a reverse.
But it's down.
It's down.
That's what they should call it.
We're gonna make that joke.
It's so funny.
Thank you, Matt Lee.
And it's so good. Thank you, Matt Lee. But and then go to supersklars.com. We have a bunch of dates. So Randy and I have made a commitment to being. We cut down our performing by like maybe one
every month.
You know, one trip a month. So now we're down to one a month.
But they're all great cities and great dates. Plus, you guys are doing New Year's Eve. People should come hang with you. Yeah,
okay,
close
so
out the
Rochelle,
year.
Illinois. If you're no Dan Van Kirk and you want to come down to Aurora, Illinois, we've never been. We're going to be
Wayne's
at the Comedy
World.
Shrine.
We have so many fans and friends in Chicago. They should come out.
Comedy Shrine, come see us. Yep. Let us be your New Year's entertainment.
With Nate Abshire. Anyway, all that stuff's available.
Matt Lieb, tell people how they can follow you and how they can come see your ongoing show and anything else you might be doing.
Oh, yeah. You can follow me on Instagram at Matt Lieb Jokes or Twitter at Matt Lieb. And,
that's
L-E-I-B.
L-I-E-B.
L-I-E-B.
Lieb.
Lieb.
Your liber.
Yeah. And then also I do a couple of podcasts. One is a Sopranos podcast called Pod Yourself a Gun, the world's only Sopranos podcast.
Wow.
That's
great.
Don't look it up.
No.
I also do the Frightcast, which is like we talk about movies and shit.
Great.
So yeah, check
it out. And locally, people should come to
Here and Now every Thursday in downtown LA and see The Happies Comedy on Instagram.
We had so much fun doing that show.
It's a great show. It's
always
such a
with
fun
good
show.
Guests, and it's just fun to see live comedy.
It's
so
a great
do that.
Time.
Do right. that.
It's
do
outdoors,
it.
So you don't have to worry about COVID.
You feel good. You be safe. Yeah, I mean, look, some people might be throwing. Red Bulls at security guards, but we don't know. This is the town.
Back to the story, Dan.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
So they arrest the woman. We find out later on they don't want to press charges.
No.
But until that happens, she's gone. They take her off.
She's gone.
Detroit police said the Detroit man was offered help to find a ride home.
I thought help to get out of that relationship.
Yeah,
I
mean, right. Yeah.
Hey,
a
man,
therapist.
Listen. Yeah.
They were on to which a he date. Would go, relationship. We haven't even fucked.
Relationship. I'm just the father of her child. It's not like
here's a box of Nicorette and a Tinder profile. Find someone new.
That's right.
So he was offered
Level
help
up.
To find a ride home. He declined.
Oh, he's like, I got this.
Now remember, this all took place at about 1 a.m.
Yeah,
right,
12:56.
So at 1 a.m. he declines. Mm-hmm. Okay. At 2:14 a.m.
Oh God!
About an hour. A little
change.
Damn,
the story keeps going.
I love that the night is still going.
Yeah. Oh, hell
we're still young.
If you're smoking in a restaurant,
right.
Is your night anywhere near over?
No.
A white Infiniti G35 was caught on camera pulling into the Troy Police Department, and a man got out of the driver's seat. It's our guy, Brian.
Oh, God.
Officers spoke with the man and told him his front passenger side tire was flat and the rim was bent. He then denied driving the vehicle.
What car? The car that I just got out of?
I'm still standing
that
with
no
the
one
door.
Else was in that I drove in?
Right. Where's your fucking proof?
Police.
Where?
He's like, that's not my car. Weep, weep.
Police confirmed via camera that he arrived alone. So they were like,
deep fake.
I got you right here,
deep
buddy.
Fake.
Yeah, right?
Fake.
Deep fake.
Oh, God. You know that that was said.
Oh, yeah.
Fake news.
Troy police asked him to complete several sobriety tests.
So he drove to the thing
to go get her.
Oh, to get her.
Yes.
Oh.
God, that is chivalrous.
Yeah.
I love it. This is real love, maybe, though.
I mean, I wish I, yeah.
I love this couple.
So,
I love my wife that much.
I don't know. I wouldn't go so far as say I love them.
They asked him to complete several sobriety tests, but he performed poorly, they said.
Of course. You think he didn't perform poorly? He had a flat tire that he didn't know about.
Yeah,
he submitted to a preliminary breath test with the result of what was his BAC.
So legal limits, .08.
Unless he kept the party going. Mm-hmm. He hasn't had a drink since they got kicked out.
No, he kept it going.
And they got kicked out before 1 a.m. Yeah, and it is now 2 a.m. Yeah.
So it's an hour later. What do you think?
At least an hour.
I used to administer these tests.
You did?
In college, I had a job at a doctor's office, and I used to do this all the time.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I know what's possible and what's not possible.
Sure.
So it's over 0.08, obviously.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 0.81.
Point eight one.
I'm talking about this guy is so
lit
fucked.
Up.
This guy forgot that he drove to the police station. One. It wasn't
point
a lot.
0.81.
It's possible, dude.
Dude, that he administered the test.
Wild.
I've never seen anything over.
I'm
going to
say
point two one. I think 0.19.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to lower it.
Okay, you have the
option. Everyone's giving serious answers.
Oh. All
right. Yeah, they're going for
point,
it.
I'm going to say it's point. Four.
Wow.
Yeah, I still think he's more fucked up than we realize. This guy was.
Wow.
This is the most drunk man.
You've lowered it, but you've raised
you're
the
still
bar.
Brazen.
Point four. One.
Okay.
Okay. All right, good.
Okay.
Couldn't just be point four.
His blood. We'll have two quick things after this, but
his blood alcohol content
is point. 1.6.
I was closest.
Yes, you were close.
Wow. Double the legal limits.
He was
bad.
Arrested and taken to the Troy Police Lockup Facility, the TPLUF, and refused another breath test, officials said.
Good.
A search warrant for a blood draw was granted, and the man was charged with operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol, pending lab results, and driving with a suspended lab.
So you know there were other drugs involved.
They didn't want to press charges when he spit on somebody.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
They didn't want to press charges for him having to get kicked out, which could have been like illegal trespassing.
But
they tried to help
you?
Him get a ride home, and he was like, no, I am getting arrested tonight.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I will make
but
my
I want
way.
To do it on my own terms.
This is a cry for help.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of cries.
It's a lot of crying, yeah.
We'll leave you here.
This is a spit for help.
They're the same age.
Oh, God.
How old is Brian and Annie?
Such a good
our,
story.
Our Dearborn woman and our Detroit
and for
fan.
Our Patreon fans, before we get to this...
Yeah, after this is over, we'll have a little dumb story from Matt from his own life, either one he witnessed or saw.
Sure.
Or participated in.
So we'll do that for our Patreon fans. But how old is this crazy
I love that I said witness or saw,
company.
And you guys are all so nice you didn't call me out on it.
It's both,
I figured you were drunk.
He witnessed, saw, or viewed.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
How old is
how
this
old?
Couple?
You don't have to go first if you don't want. You can let them go.
You want us to go?
No, I'm going to go.
Okay, Matt.
Wednesday night, raging at a Chinese restaurant.
Uh-huh. Smoking.
I mean, they got to be in their 40s, right?
They could be.
They could be.
But you know what? It's Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
They're retirees.
Uh-huh.
They're 68.
Okay,
68 years old.
Okay. Jason's
good. That's a good age. I was going to say 54.
54 years old.
I was skewing old, too.
Okay. I think. 42. Mm-hmm.
Brian with a Y.
And Annie.
And Annie with an IE.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
R. 26 years
old. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, that also makes
you
sense.
You could have gone both ways.
That also makes
dumb,
sense. I mean,
too much bravado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You dumb
young
fools.
Anger.
I just like, but in my head, I picture two really round people.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Like, who
oh,
are.
Oh, that still could be.
Yeah. Oh, well, but like old, you know, like these guys have been like, whatever the reason they're smoking inside is because they remember being allowed to.
Yes.
They
sure. Use that's a good. That's a good logic.
I mean, but.
Leave her alone, goddamn it. Leave her alone.
You want to ride home?
You're closer to me. I'm spitting.
Quit biting.
Yeah. That's my Dearborn wife.
My Dearborn wife is a great, great Arthur Miller.
I was
going
to say it's a Raven. Jeremy Irons movie. All right, there you go. Townies, that's a little sub for you for a Friday. Matt Lieb, you've been such a great guest. Loved having you on the show. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, dum, dum. Dum 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 dum
hunker down. It's Dumb People Town.
Scavenge Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.